Hello and welcome to today's podcast. To start the show today, we're having the Meet the Manager feature, and today's guest is Will Donnelly. Hi, Will.
All right.
And with me is Stuart, managing Charlton Athletic, and Fred, managing Millwall. Hi, boys.
Good evening.
Hello.
Okay, Will. You're currently managing Morecambe, is that correct?
Yeah.
You started the game with Cardiff, and you lost your employment. How did that happen?
Through my own stupidity. I thought I could go to a team much bigger than what I was actually recognised as, and it kind of fell through, and then I got the sack.
Unlucky there, Will. So, you missed all of FM10, but you played in the Clan on FM9, is that correct?
Yeah.
So, on FM9, not much is recorded about that, but you were managing Middlesbrough, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you gone and... Pardon?
The old team that Davies with us now.
Yeah. And he garnered quite a reputation for managing Middlesbrough and FM9. What was peculiar about your managerial style in that game?
I think it is more the fact that the players I bought were players that nobody else would consider of buying. I bought the duds off them and turned them into superstars, like Hulk. He averaged about three goals a game. So he did. And then Dean Windass, for a midfielder, he scored quite a lot of goals.
Well, Hulk was a good inspired sign, and you took somebody off Kim who was underperforming and made him a decent player. But Dean Windass, that's just pure crazy. He was 39 at the time, wasn't he?
Aye. He retired at 41 or something in the game.
And you spent quite a bit of money on Andre Bique, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. He was a brilliant defender. Scored for me as well quite a lot.
And is it correct in the first season you got relegated much to the amusement of everybody else in the club?
Yeah, that's true, but that was part of my master plan. I thought I wasn't going to survive anyway, so I may as well try and get them relegated, knowing that I'd still beat a team if I won a couple of matches that were enough for me to stay at the team, and I got the balance just right. Went down and rebuilt the whole squad from scratch near enough, and it worked.
Well, you had quite a fondness for all the players, didn't you, Will?
Yeah, experience is the best thing to go for.
In fact, I think you could probably say that most of your squad was about the same age as the dads of Mike's players.
Yeah, probably.
But after all the joking's done with, you turned that Middlesbrough team into quite a formidable side in the Premier League when the game ended.
Yeah. Well, that was just all down to my master plan. So it was getting them put down, bringing in people like Dean Windass, Bique, Hulk, and a couple of other guys.
Now, FM11, you've been Cardiff. How did you think the first season went with them?
I thought it went quite well. So I did. Got through to the semi-finals of the League Cup. On my way there, I beat Aston Villa. Actually, I destroyed them. Destroyed Stoke. Destroyed Blackburn as well. Beat Man City 3-0, I think it was. No, it was 3-1 in the first match, the first leg. And then the second leg, they came out all guns blazing. And if it wasn't for the fitness of my players, then I'd have probably beaten them at the time.
Now, if I bring you in here, Stu, Will had quite a bad start, didn't he?
Sorry, I had an open start.
And what were you thinking when he lost those first few games?
The same old Will. Everybody's playing 4-4-2s or similar formations to everybody else, and then Will goes with his crazy setup with a 4-1-3. God knows what it was, but he just didn't have an... If it had worked, it would have been the sort of thing Will would have done, but unfortunately for him, it didn't work. He went to a flat back 4-4-2. He started moving way up the league.
Now, Fred, when Will started moving up the league and starts to do a bit better, what were you thinking as somebody was inhabiting the upper positions in the league yourself?
I was just happy to be up there, since I didn't expect it.
Well, what about in Will's club in particular? What were you, as an observer, thinking of Will?
I was not surprised. It was going quite as I thought it would go.
So, when everybody else was thinking Will's going to struggle, you were thinking he's going to do well?
No, I thought he would struggle too.
Yeah, but we're saying when he started to charge back up the league, what were you thinking then?
I never recognised that he charged up the league.
Yeah, he was in the bottom three, Fred, and got to the fringe of the playoffs before tailing off at the very end of the season. Must have been concentrating on the top three or four. But you were right in the mix of them, weren't you, Stu?
Unfortunately, yeah. I was taking the proverbial out of him for quite some time. And he comes up from nowhere and he starts fighting me for a playoff position.
Where did you think it went wrong for Will in terms of not making a playoff, Stu?
January. He sold too many players. He decided to split his team up, which I didn't understand. He had Bothwell already sold, right, and said he needed money. But I would have taken the risk and got the playoff place and then see if I could have got promoted. Then I wouldn't have to split up the team. That's where he went wrong, splitting up his team and then buying in new players of lesser quality.
Do you agree with that, Will?
No, I disagree.
Now, the two of you are locking horns now in League Two. You're Morecambe, Will. How's it been going for you this first season?
Absolutely splendid.
See, so you're pleased with your positions in the lower reaches?
Hell no. My team was absolutely dismal. Picked up a wee bit halfway through the season. And then Stu got demoted into the second league. And then, in the end, tailed away. Basically, it's just down to overconfidence and cockiness because they had a good winning streak for a while there. And then they messed up, as you do if you get cocky. And there was no way to reverse that, come back from it.
Stu, have you noticed any particular Will traits or tactics emerging during the season in League Two?
Yeah, he nearly sent them down.
Okay, no, thanks, lads. It was nice to meet you again, Will. And we'll catch up with you later in the podcast.
Well, just a wee quick note.
Yep.
Watch my tactics, because I've got a couple of crackles for this season. <It's> bizarre.
We'll be keeping a close eye on you, Will. And we'll be catching up with you.
Well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid that is all that we have time for this particular podcast. The FM still got played, but other parts of the podcast didn't get made. A number of factors there: time, tiredness, illness, and unfortunately, we didn't get around to making the pod. But don't worry, we've got the end of season review coming up in the next podcast, and then a quick look forward to next season, along with one particularly special guest. I won't spoil who that is just for now. Later, ladies.